You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, how's it going? Dr. D, the V, David Matto, welcoming you back to another episode of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. I've got a great episode for you today, recording live from Breckenridge, Colorado. Again, my home in the winter, and I'm going to share something with you today about your weight. If you're, you know, it's February now, a lot of people have unfortunately released their New Year's resolutions and they're not abiding by them as carefully as you thought you would. But whether you're thin, medium, heavy, whether you want to lose some weight, whether you want to gain some weight, whatever you want to do, I want you to listen to this episode very, very carefully, because I'm going to share some of my secrets and also some of my struggles. Because I, as you know, if you've been a long-term listener or if you're brand new, and by the way, if you're brand new, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you whether you're brand new or long term. But we've got some new listeners starting about right now. Some new people coming on board. So I really, really appreciate the fact that you're with me. But I'm going to share some great things with you today. And before I do so, I want to give you a little shout out, a little reminder that on March 18th, 2017, March 18th, I am producing, I guess that's the right word, I'm setting up, I'm producing the world's first vegan Indian buffet dinner and open mic. It's in Owings Mills, Maryland. It's on the East Coast, Maryland, Owings Mills. It's going to be March 18th, as I said, and it's going to be an incredible evening. And whether you're local to the Maryland area or whether you are thinking about traveling in for this, we actually have some people traveling in from out of state to come to the world's first vegan Indian buffet dinner and open mic. There's going to be a lot of cool people, like-minded, whether you're vegan or whether you're vegetarian or whether you're just curious or whether you're totally an omnivore or carnivore and you just want to see what this thing is all about. You are invited. There's going to be no judging. It's going to be a fun evening. And after dinner, we're going to open up the mic to anybody that's there that wants to either tell a little story, do a little stand-up comedy, do a musical performance. Whatever you may want to do, it's going to be open for you. And you don't have to do anything. You can just sit there and kind of hang out and relax and watch and eat and enjoy some good food with some good company. So again, if you want to know more about it, just I've got a link to the event on my Facebook page. But if you're not sure how to get there, the easiest way is just to go on Facebook and do a search for vegan Indian buffet and open mic. And I guarantee you the event will show up. And just click going or interested. We got a bunch of people going so far. We've got hundreds interested. So this is going to prove to be a really cool evening. And if it works out well, which I think it will, I have every reason to believe it's going to work out great, there will be more. There will be more. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll think about traveling to your hometown. Who knows? We'll see. It's just, it's going to be some fun. So let's talk about your weight. Let's talk about my weight. And I want to start off by saying we can never judge anybody by weight. Weight is a very personal thing. No matter where you are in life, people are struggling. People want to be thinner. People want to gain weight. Some people are happy with the way they are. But you never know really what's going on inside of somebody and why they are the weight they are. So we never want to judge anybody personally. But it is true, if you want to be at a more ideal weight, I think I can help you. I think I've kind of figured it out, and not without struggles. I've had plenty of struggles on my own as well. Not only that, due to some injuries and some things going on in my life, some tough things. I've had some struggles lately. Business is never as easy as people think it is from the outside. When you own a business, there are always struggles, and there's travel, and there's all kinds of things. And I found, due to a little injury I had a short time ago, combining that with some stress from business and things like that. I put on a few pounds back east. I did. I probably put on maybe 10 pounds. And I made it a point to say, when I get out to Breckenridge, I am going to lose that weight. And I've been pretty successful so far. I've been here a little over 2 weeks now. And I want to share with you some things I've done here that can be done anywhere. It's easier here, I think, because of the nature of the town and because of the outdoor activities and some of the things I do. But some of what I learn here can be done anywhere. So let me share with you some of the things I'm doing now to actually knock those pounds right off and feel better and look better. Because, you know, when you lose weight, when you look in the mirror, when you look back at old pictures, and when you're heavier than you want to be, what's the first thing that shows? It's generally your face. And when you look in the mirror or look at old pictures and you're heavier than you want it to be, maybe at an unhealthy weight, your face is generally fuller and fatter. And when the weight starts coming off and your face trims down, oh my God, it's like you're a different person. And I have so many friends and so many people that I've helped with their weight struggles over the years, and I can see before and after pictures. And I don't want to name any names on here because I don't want to call anybody out, but I've got followers and friends that look like totally different people because their faces have narrowed down and they just look great. Now, that doesn't mean if you have a full face you look bad. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I find is the first thing that is extremely noticeable, it's not necessarily the stomach, but it's the face. And the face really tells all. So let me share some of the things I'm doing here in Breckenridge that have caused me to lose about 10 pounds. 10 pounds is a lot in 2.5 weeks, and I'm still going for a little more. So when I get back east, I'm going to be a different person. And I got my hair cut off, and I look different. But I'm still the same Dr. Dave, trust me. So in Breck, I'm forced, not forced, but I walk everywhere. Yoko and I walk everywhere we go. Right now, I'm on my way to the grocery store to pick some things up. Do you think I'm considering getting in my car? No, I'm walking. I'm walking it every single morning, or every day, I should say every day, when we travel to the ski lift. When we first start skiing in the morning, we walk to the ski lift, and walking with skis in hand, sometimes over some snow, it's great exercise. And we ski for at least a few hours almost every single day. Incredible exercise. And I found that, and not only that, let me just end with this. At the end of the day, we ski down the mountain and we have to walk about 10 minute walk back to our place. So it's a lot of walking and a lot of movement that we do. And the funny thing I found is that, you know, a lot of times we're hanging around the house, watching TV, at a lunch meeting, and we just want to eat. It's very easy to go to the fridge. It's very easy to open up, you know, cabinets and start eating and munching on stuff. But I found that when I'm skiing, and trust me, I'm out here in, you know, 10 degrees, 15 degrees, 20 degrees, doing a lot of exercise and sweating it up and skiing over moguls and skiing tough courses, I find that I'm not as hungry as I would be, like, with my maybe nervous hunger if I'm at a business meeting or a lunch or something like that back east. Now, I'm not knocking the east because that's where I live. I mean, ultimately, I want to live here. Don't tell anybody that, but it's true. But it's really strange. You would think that, like, skiing all morning, you'd be starved and you want to eat this tremendous lunch and pig out. But no, it's actually kind of the opposite. I don't feel all that hungry. So I don't generally eat a lot while I'm skiing, but then we take a lunch break and we pack a sandwich. So typically a sandwich, some green tea, some nuts. And I'll be very honest with you, occasionally we'll pack a few little chips, and they're not healthy by any stretch of the imagination. But for some reason, I've learned to love potato chips when we're skiing, like at a lunch. So You know, am I perfect? No, I try to eliminate all the processed foods I can. So that's another one of my secrets. So moving your body is, it's not a secret, but it's something that works. And if you want to lose weight, you pretty much have to move your body on a regular basis. Eating is another thing. As you know, I eat plant-based. I don't eat anything from an animal. And when you eat plant-based, when you eat vegan, and when you cut out the processed foods, the stuff from the bags, well, with the exception of my chips during lunch sometimes while I'm skiing, I make a little exception. When you cut all the processed foods out, the sugars, no cookies, no desserts, no sweetened drinks at all. The only thing I drink out here is basically water and tea, unsweetened. Did you hear that? Unsweetened. No artificial sweeteners, no sugar, no nothing. Okay, occasionally, if Yoko and I are out at one of our favorite restaurants, we will split a sake, but very, very little. I drink almost no alcohol. That has not really changed much at all. Almost no alcohol. If you like alcohol, I'm not down on it. I'm just telling you, it's packed with calories. And when you eliminate alcohol, you're going to lose weight. When you eliminate wheat products, I found, breads, all the processed things like that, you're going to lose weight. So those are kind of the two main things that I find that when I'm here help me with weight control. Eating, which I do anywhere, a vegan diet, and moving my body. Now, some other things we do here, I do every day. I do some yoga poses. I don't do like a full hour of yoga. I just don't have the time. I can't say I don't have the time for it, but I just don't do it. Meditation. Practically every single day, meditation, and just not noshing on junk. That's pretty much my secret. And so maybe there's something to this. If you want to lose weight, maybe there's something to putting yourself in a different environment for a short period of time and really, really ramping it up and saying, hey, I'm in this new environment. I'm going to be moving my body more. I'm going to take more time for myself. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to be stricter on my diet. Now, I'm very strict anyway. Even when I'm back east, I'm strict. But I find that sometimes I do indulge in some foods that are processed and not whole foods. I try my best to eat a whole food plant-based. And again, I never deviate on the animal part of it because for so many reasons, I just do not want to eat any animal products. For so many reasons, I just don't eat any animal products. So I never, ever, ever make an exception there. In other words, I'll never take like a bite of cheese or I just won't do it. I won't do it. I look at labels. If something has animal product, I just don't buy it. So I'm like pretty much like 100% vegan, as close to 100% as possible. I know that, you know, when you eat in a restaurant, you're pretty much at the mercy of the restaurant. You never know 100%. But most people, as soon as you tell them what you don't want to have in your food, they're very, very good about it, understanding. And I'm finding that, especially here in Breck too, people are really, really in tune to vegan eating. We were in an Indian restaurant last night, and the waitress there totally understood when I said, you know, because a lot of times when you go to Indian restaurants, I want to tell you, when you get the bread, you think it's so innocuous. But there is milk product, there's dairy products in the non-bread, Indian bread. So just be careful with that. If you want to get a bread in an Indian restaurant that has no dairy, generally it's called roti, R-O-T-I, roti, and it's a whole wheat bread that's made without dairy. But be very careful because there's hidden animal products in many, many things that you would not even suspect. So it's February. New Year's resolutions for many of you have kind of gone down the tubes. And sometimes you get frustrated and you struggle, especially with weight. So I'm here to be your coach. I'm your mentor. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be your cheerleader. I know you can do this. The best advice I can give you is try your best to make very few exceptions. The people that say, oh, anything in moderation is okay, to me, that's bullshit. I do not think that anything in moderation is okay. That's an excuse for, like, eating junk. Because would you say that heroin in moderation, oh, it's heroin, but as long as I do it in moderation, or cocaine in moderation, you wouldn't even think about that, I hope. You wouldn't even consider that in moderation. So why would you consider something that's really bad for you, like a Coca-Cola or something else in moderation. Why would you consider that okay? I would not. So let's kind of tighten our belts, so to speak, no pun intended there, and really let's watch everything we eat and be stricter and move our body. As I told you, kind of last spring, I got a Fitbit. I have a Fitbit Blaze, and it tracks my steps every day. It tells me how much I sleep at night. I love it. It's been an invaluable tool to helping me keep my body in the best shape possible. I'm going to be 62 in May. And yeah, I'm here skiing with my son, who's 31. My wife, who's, how old is she? 46 or something like that? Yeah, I think she'll be 46. I'm skiing with these youngsters, and I'm keeping up, kind of, skiing the blacks, the double blacks, the tough stuff. And do I ever get sore? Of course I do. I've got right now, I could use like an incredible massage on my left shoulder. It's just sore. So I'm taking kind of, they're out actually on the slopes right now, and I'm kind of taking the morning off, relaxing, recording this for you, and going to the grocery store and getting some really, really healthy food. That's exactly what I'm doing. Let me see. Do I have anything else before I close today? It's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. I'm going to probably be doing another live stream Facebook video. I try to do those about once or twice a month now. I don't want to overdo it, but when I do one, it's going to be good. And I'm getting ready to do one probably after Super Bowl, a few days after Super Bowl, or shortly after Super Bowl. I will do that. A lot of good stuff coming up. I mean, I'm excited about life. Do we all have struggles? Absolutely. Is life tough for us sometimes? It is. It really is. And as I said, I'll share some things with you in the very near future about some of the struggles I've been going through. And I'm just trying to sort things out and figure out my life like I always do. I'm very goal-oriented. I still carry around my goals notebook everywhere I go. But sometimes things get difficult. And it doesn't help also because so many people are so divided now about the politics that are going on in the U.S. and really all over the things going on all over the world. But I've never seen a nation so divided. I've never seen so many Facebook friends feel so divided. And I want to end with this. I wasn't even thinking about this when I pressed record, but I want to end with this. You know, if somebody is a different religion than you are, a different skin color, a different sexual orientation, I would hope that you respect and love, because everybody's different, and don't judge people on their religion, their skin color, their sexual orientation, whatever they may be. You know and understand what I'm saying. So I would really hope you take it a step further and please don't judge people on what they believe politically, because we're all different. Everybody has their own personal views, and we should all love each other and kind of respect that that's what makes the nation and the world go around. So when I see some of these hateful posts on Facebook still, it really does upset me, just because, again, I've never seen us so divided. So I'm going to end with this. Please love your fellow person or people, and don't start to hate people. Like I've seen a lot of this. Don't start to hate people based on their political views or their religious views or whatever they may be. That's really, really bad in my opinion. Let's try to love. And let's end this show today with love, because as you know, I love you. And you know something else? I will see you next week. I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.